The end of the coal mining exploitation of the Brassac Bay is scheduled as early as 1960. But it is only in 1978 that the Bayard mine exploitation closed for good. In Brassac, the mining heritage is concentrated on Bayard's site around the mine museum. The museum is located in the machinery room. All the buildings are standing on the stone floor. The ground surface of the mine dates back to the first half of the 20th century. The tall figure of the metallic shoring indicates the stone floor since 1924. It allowed it to activate cogs and cables, putting in movement the elevator, leading the workers to their underground station. It is necessary to imagine the base of the shoring, dressed in a building which protected the Ensforth, well filled now. On the other side of the street remain two key buildings, testimonies of the everyday life of the miners. As its name indicates, the Lampisterie was used for maintenance and to store lamps that, before being frontal, were in oil, then gas. The miners were equipped with lighting lamps, but also safety lamps that detected exposure to carbon dioxide that is as dangerous at the fire damp. Consisting of three naves, the second building was the warm chamber. The central volume sheltered a vast locker room called the Room of the Hang. That is where the miners hang their clothes to dry them out. Then they showered in the side naves. We find the same organization on the stone floor of Graves at the Combelle. The shoring, higher than the one of Bayard, is already 45 meters tall. The main three stones of La Combelle were Le Combelle, Célamine and Les Graves. Each aroused the creation of a city from the early 1920s. To develop loyalty with the manual labor workers, efforts were made to improve their living conditions. Among these assets is the creation of public open spaces and houses, more or less spaced out, surrounded with gardens. The vast city of Graves is split into several homogeneous districts. They are staged around the water tower of Art Deco style and the Place de l'Église. Built in 1925, the chapel stands out with its neo-Gothic structure made out of contemporary materials. It shelters the statue of Sainte Barbe, who protects the miners. It is necessary to visit the city in order to appreciate the rich typology of the mining housing environment. 400 houses are built between 1920 and 1935. A rhythm is created with the variety of the model homes and the decoration made out of bricks, concrete, interlocking tiles and metal. By group or strip of two or four, housing aligns itself in a symmetry or perpendicularly, slightly away from the street. Every family of miners had a garden. This is why the name Garden City is often used. Miners liked taking care of their garden, and it was very much encouraged by the mining companies. In fact, these companies directed leisure activities by supporting sport activities and musical harmonies. Team spirit and good work ethic made miners high-level competitors. After the closure of the mines, housing was bought back by the tenants who had personalized their houses.